there's an article about how to learn to shoot, and some fella teaches you in 30 minutes. He's taught Eisenhower and a great many of the people. And he charges $75 an hour, but he gives this lesson in the Farm Journal free, so you can, you get just about as much out of it as you would out of him. He says, shoot by instinct. Don't try to get your sights on your gun or anything. He said, just look at the target and shoot. And they didn't believe that they could do it, but they all can, and they can all learn it in about 30, 40 minutes.
About $55, $60 worth of That's a lot of money. Of course, that's cheap, I guess, when you start figuring the price of shells. Oh, did you tell me what you call that room in there?
That's a living room. We,
I see.
We don't have them. You know, most of them have a family room now. But I suppose our porch is a family room, especially in the summertime. That's where we all congregate and gather out here. Take naps and everything. It's the coolest place in the house. But the, in there we have the heat that heats all the house. It's just a stove, but it's a circulating heater, a gas heater, and it does warm all of the house. So.
On this fireplace, was there a thing up above the top of it where you could put the clock or the
mantle? Yeah, they all had a place across the top.
And did the people that had this burn a big piece of wood at the back when they used it, or do you know?
That's back log.
Did they use corn cobs to start the fire here?
Yes, I guess, well, no, I imagine where they had the wood, they had the small limbs, the kindling wood, and where they had the pine, they get that fat, what they call the fat pine that has the pitch in it, you know, that just burns like
Is this what your husband says, fat pine?
Yeah, that's the southern expression.
Did you learn this from him?
Yes, because I've never, well, there's a lot, most of the people used to be, all of the people practically in this part of, when it was Indian Territory, were from Texas or the South. I have a friend, you may have heard of him, Everett DeGallier, who is one of the outstanding geologists in the oil industry. He was a graduate of OU, and he and I were classmates over there.
Some and of those 500 students. Huh?
So he was finally living in Texas, and he always resented the Texas people. I don't know where the DeGalliers were from, but Everett always resented the Texas bragging. And when they got too bad for him, he always told this little story. He said in the early days when they were migrating to Texas and Oklahoma, there was a sign down there on the Red River said, this way to Oklahoma. There was a road there, and the sign was up there, and he said, those that could read went to Oklahoma. That was his way of fighting the Texans down when the bragging got too much for it. So I always remember that and thought it was pretty good. Those that could read took the road to Oklahoma.
Oh dear. And you went to Texas, huh?